الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. او الله عز وجل، open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for He subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has bestowed numerous favors, countless bounties and favors upon us. So therefore, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla and we praise Him who is our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. As the poet says, Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sabki sunta hai, Allahu, 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 Allahu. We send peace and blessings upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arwahuna fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihim ajma'in. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka, chamak tujhse paate hai, sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkane wale. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings such as food and water that we drink. This as well has been bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khaate hain tere dar ka, peete hain tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chalein ye hadith paak sunte hain. Ek martaba, one sahabi, one companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioned about his destitution. Ghurbat ke hawale se unhone sarkar ke bargah mein arz ki. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him ki jab bhi ghar mein dakhil ho to salam kare, and thereafter recite durood upon me, and thereafter recite once Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Akbar. The narrator of this hadith says that when that companion had left, few days later he returns back into the court of Nabi Kareem Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, oh, the most merciful Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have done exactly what you have said me to do, and by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has bestowed so many blessings upon me and increased me in my wealth that now I am assisting and helping those in my neighborhood. Allahu Akbar. Jo ghareeb mere ilaqe mein rehte hain, jo ghuraba mere ilaqe mein rehte hain, unki madad ab main kar raha hoon. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessings of reciting durood e pak. Aap bhi ye aadat bana le ki jab bhi ghar mein dakhil ho to salam kare. Salam ki barkatein ye bhi hain ki Amir Ahl Sunnah says, the person who makes salams, of course quoting the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the aqwal and the sayings of the Buzurgani Deen, that whoever will make salam and enter his home, Allah Azza wa Jal will save that person from having family disputes and arguments. Subhanallah. And when you say salam, it's not like salam, ji salam, and then we also reply by saying wassalam, प्रॉपर सलाम करें, अस्सलाम वालेकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहु, जोर से सलाम करें जब आप घर में दाखिल हो, और फिर जाहिर सी बात है जो घर वाले होंगे वो भी उसका जवाब देंगे. सो माशाल्लाह व्हेन यू डू दिस व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा व जल विल प्रोटेक्ट दैट फैमिली फ्रॉम हैविंग क्वारल्स एंड आर्ग्यूमेंट्स. क्योंकि एक शैतान है जो लोगों के घरों पे, उसका ये काम है कि वो लोगों के बीच में झगड़ा कराता है, आर्ग्यूमेंट्स कराता है. सो द पर्सन हु मेक्स सलाम्स एंड एंटर द हाउस, देन दैट शैतान इज ब्लॉक्ड एंड ही इज अनएबल टू कॉज फैमिली डिस्प्यूट्स एंड आर्ग्यूमेंट्स एंड कॉज मोर प्रॉब्लम्स. Subhanallah. And together with that, recite Surah Ikhlas Sharif and then recite one Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you shall see the blessings and the barakah. Allah Azza wa Jal will enhance you in your blessings, in your wealth, in your health, and all of that that you require in your life, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Tari inshallah, milke Durood-e Pak padhte hain, muhabbat o aqeedat ke saath padhte hain.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. Sabse aula o aala hamara nabi, sabse bala o aala hamara nabi. अपने मौला का प्यारा हमारा नबी, अपने मौला का प्यारा हमारा नबी, अपने मौला का प्यारा हमारा नबी. दोनों आलम का दूल्हा हमारा नबी. अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ले अला सैयदिना व मौलाना محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی. سب چمک والے اجلوں میں چمکا کیے, اندھے شیشوں میں چمکا ہمارا نبی. خلق سے اولیاء, اولیاء سے رسول, اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. کون دیتا گے دینے کو منہ چاہیے, کون دیتا گے دینے کو منہ چاہیے, کون دیتا گے دینے کو منہ چاہیے. دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی. اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما, انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے, ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے. تو دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد. اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد. چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی, چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی. یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی, یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی، یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی، تو مختار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد و علی آلہ و صحبہ و بارک و سلم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلاة وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. In today's episode, we are going to be learning some question and answers to for the Madani Muzakirat, and of course, inshallah, many questions related to the issues or matters and rulings of Qurbani. Simple and easy matters, inshallah, we will be discussing. For now, let's listen to this beautiful kalam. Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Vaha kya martaba hua tera. Allahu Akbar. Nati Pak sunte hain. And remember, inshallah, azawajal, we will be back just after this kalam. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, ya Nabi, ya Nabi, ya Nabi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, ya Habibi. Ya Habibi Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nurullah. Zaha kya martaba hua tera, Tu Khuda ka Khuda hua.
لطف سب سے بڑا ہوا لطف سب سے بڑا ہوا تیرا یا نور اللہ
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
لے خبر ہم قافلہ ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا قافلہ ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی رسول اللہ
مجھ سے کیا لے سکے عدو ایمان مجھ سے کیا لے سکے عدو ایمان اور وہ بھی دیا ہوا تیرا اور وہ
کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن شام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا
یا نور اللہ واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ
یا نور اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما شاء اللہ سبحان اللہ دی ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس کلام پاک نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ٹوگیدر ود دیٹ وی ور ویوئنگ دا بیوٹیفل سینریز اینڈ دا ویژولز آف مدینۃ المنورہ اللہ اکبر کچھ بھی نہیں دیکھا جو مدینہ نہیں دیکھا اللہ اکبر اٹ از سچ اے ریالٹی اللہ اکبر Subhanallah, what can be said about the Bahar, about the beauty, about the environment, about the breeze of Madinatul Munawwara? Allahu Akbar. The ushaq and lovers that present themselves in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even respect the sand and the dust of Medina. This is the tariqah and the way of the pious predecessors. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, our pious predecessors, their tariqa and their way, subhanallah, have showed us how should a lover and a ashik visit the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Wahan ki mitti se bhi pyar hai, wahan ke to khaak se bhi pyar hai. Allahu Akbar. It is a source of shifa. It is the land upon which the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has walked and traveled. مدینہ المنورہ وہ جگہ ہے کہ جہاں پہ غم مٹتے ہیں, جہاں پہ دکھ درد, ایشوز, پرابلمز, کیلامٹیز, ایڈورسٹیز کم ٹو این اینڈ. اے پرسن ہو سفرز وتھ لاٹ آف اینگزائٹی اینڈ پرابلمز, وہ ایک مرتبہ مدینہ تو ہو کے آئے, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The poet says so beautifully. بڑا پیارا شعر ہے, میں اسے بار بار پڑھتا ہوں کیونکہ مجھے خود اس میں سرور اور مزہ بھی آتا ہے. The poet says,
جسے مارا ہو غموں نے, جسے گھیرا ہو دکھوں نے, جسے مارا ہو غموں نے, جسے گھیرا ہو دکھوں نے, میرا مشورہ ہے اس کو, میرا مشورہ ہے اس کو, ارے وہ مدینہ ہو کے آئے, میرا مشورہ ہے اس کو, وہ مدینہ ہو کے آئے, میرا مشورہ ہے اس کو.
اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. مدینہ ہو کے آئے, and once he goes to Madinah al-Munawwara, all his problems and calamities, whatever is worrying and troubling him, will surely come to an end. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, reward us, and may Allah grant us the true ishq and love and devotion for Nabi Kareem, Sahibi Lawlaq, Ahmad Mukhtar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, let's move towards the second part of this program, of course, which is the main course of this program, and that is, of course, the discussion. And in today's episode, we are going to be having the Q&A session, subhanallah. So a very important question which a brother had asked, subhanallah, is that if one's parents have passed away and they never performed qurbani throughout their life, can their children perform qurbani on their behalf? So the answer which Amir Ahl Sunnat had given is yes, qurbani can be performed and its reward conveyed to the deceased is isare sawab. Sawab aage bhejna, to forward reward. Isal means to send, and sawab means any good deed that you have done and earned the reward for. So it is to forward the reward of your good actions. There is no harm in this. Of course, Amir Ahl Sunnat says also one should perform qurbani on behalf of his parents anyway. This is a virtuous action, regardless of whether the parents performed qurbani during their lifetime or not. Even if they sacrificed hundreds of goats and animals throughout their lives, there is still no harm in performing qurbani on their behalf as a way of conveying rewards to them. Moreover, the reward of qurbani can be sent and conveyed to the living as well. Ye na soche ki sirf murdo ko iska sawab pahunchta hai, balki jo zinda hai na, unko bhi iska fayda pahunchta hai. So subhanallah, the concept of isale sawab is really, really amazing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah, hum chahe to har namaz ke baad bhi isale sawab kar sakte hain, aur ye fikr ya ye soch na rakhein ki for isale sawab I have to book a venue, I have to call, you know, 15, 20, 100 people, I have to have a stage, I have to call the Maulana sahab to come and deliver the bayan, I have to have the Naat Khans there to read the Naat Khani. No, isale sawab is something very, very important. Even in the Holy Quran, Pak, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And those who came after them, make the plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us and forgive those who preceded us in faith. So, unke liye dua-e maghfirat mangna. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi irshad farmate hain ki ye bhi iske sare sawab ka ek tareeqa hai ki hum dua-e maghfirat unke liye kar rahe hain, unko sawab bhej rahe hain, aur unke haq mein hum dua mang rahe hain ki Allah Azza wa Jal unke gunahon ko muaf farma de. Kin ke guna jo hum se pehle chale ja chuke hain, those who have passed away before us. So if the question is, can I do qurbani on behalf of my deceased parents, the answer is yes. But in fact, even if they had performed qurbani throughout their lives and sacrificed hundreds and thousands of goats throughout their life, there is no harm in still performing qurbani on their behalf. Leave alone if they have passed away, even if they are alive, you can do on their behalf as well and forward the reward to them. May Allah Azza wa Jal pardon our sins. Another beautiful question, dear viewers in this Madani channel, is that you express a wish for there to be a scholar in Islam in every home. However, if a person has daughters only, then how can he fulfill your wish? Every home should try and have one scholar of Islam. Ye zara sochein, agar ek mohalle mein, ek ilaqe mein, agar 50 ghar ho, Allahu Akbar, aur har ghar mein hafiz-e-Quran aapko mile, alim-e-deen mile, mufti sahab mile, subhanallah, he becomes a mufti, he becomes a alim-e-deen, he becomes a scholar of the deen, he learns and he teaches others. Imagine if every house has one proper and a nek and pious practicing scholar. What would be the environment of such a muhalla, such a gaon, such a village or town, subhanallah. So the question I had asked, if a person only has daughters, or ladke na ho, to phir kya ho? Amir al-Islam then answered by saying, if Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed a person with daughters and he educates them into qualified female scholars, my wish, my desire, my tamanna will still be fulfilled. Hi, 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 hi. Allahu Akbar. Aapki ye tamanna hai, aapki ye faryad hai, ye desire hai ki har ghar mein alim-e-deen ho. Aur agar ladkiyan hi ho, to kaash unhein bhi alima banaye, muftiya banaye, unko padhai likhaye. Subhanallah. Educate them to become scholars of Islam. He says, even then, my desire and my wish will be fulfilled. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat farmate, instead of one child, make each of your child a hafiz of the Quran and a scholar of Islam. Parents have crossed the age limit themselves, but they can earn rewards by training their children to be scholars and hafiz. Subhanallah. Even if you as a parent, aise kai aapko log milenge jo kehte hain ki bhai ab meri umar to nikal chuki hai, ab hum kahan se hafiz ban payenge, ab to zehen bhi saath nahi deta hai, hum cheeze bhul jate hain. Theek hai, you couldn't do it, but now Allah has blessed you with aulad. Niyat kyun nahi karte hain ki ya Allah azza wa jal, you have blessed me with a child and I make niya, I make the intention, chahe kuch bhi ho jaye, I will try and make my son a hafiz of the Quran. I will make my daughter a hafiz or a alima of the deen as well. Make this intention. There is nothing wrong to make this intention, what you really mean. Aur sirf dil mein na ho, balki aap uske liye koshish bhi kare, aap unko us raste pe chalaye ki ye alima ya alim, hafiz ya hafiza bane inshallah, and you will surely see the blessings. Amir al-Sunnat then say, subhanallah, falling short in this matter will result in disgrace on the day of judgment. Whereas you have been blessed with awlad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given you children. Lekin humne dunya ke bare mein zyada socha hai ki bhai unhe doctor banayenge, alim-e-deen banayenge to kya kamayenge, what will they earn, how would they make a living in this world? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had scattered the rizq and the sustenance of the ulama, of the true scholars and ulama on the globe, throughout the world. Jiski rozi jahan likha hai, wo banda wahan pahunchega. The rizq of the ulama have been scattered and they travel for the sake of the deen. They make safar, and see, you make nikah, you need a alim-e-deen. You pass away, we look forward for a alim, a true scholar performing your janazah salah. Allahu Akbar. You have a function, you want the alim to control and to MC your program and give the bayan and nasiha to the audience. A alim-e-deen is needed at the time of birth as well, whereas you're looking for a pious person who can give the adhan in the ear of your child and iqama as well. Subhanallah. Alim-e-deen ki hajat hamesha padegi. To the extent ki ulama likhte hain ki jannat mein bhi padegi. Allahu Akbar. You would need the help of the ulama and the true scholars not only in the dunya, but ki jannat mein bhi padegi. Dunya ke masail to hal karte hi rehte hain. We have any mas'ala, we have any misunderstandings about namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, we go to the bargah, we seek assistance from them. But the help will also be needed in Jannah as well, dear viewers. You will make mashwara with them even in paradise. So don't distance yourself from the scholars of Islam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you have children, jo abhi bachche hain, abhi bhi waqt hain, soche na zyada, balki aap unko is line mein, is raah pe aap chalayein. And the barakah and the blessings of having good intentions of making them huffaz and qurra, life very short hai. Remember one thing, if you pass away and something happens to you, dear viewers, and listeners of Madani channel, this son of yours, jo nek ho, jo muttaqi ho, parizgar hoga, wo khud ba'ith-e isal thawab banega aapke liye. His each and every action will be a form of reward and sawab for you. Because from the three conditions which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said with regards to Sadqah Jariyah, from amongst those three, one of them is a waladun salihun. Ki agar koi pious bachcha, koi nek bachcha aap chhodi dunya mein. Ab zara soche, what an investment this is, subhanallah, to invest in this, that you make your child to be a pious child. You want him to be a namazi, you want him to be parizgar. So his first birthday present should not be a game, jise hum khareed karke TV se connect karte hain taki hamare bachche din raat khelte rahe. His first gift should be madani qaida. Use madani qaida dijiye. Allahu Akbar. Give him gifts that will take him closer to Islam. Give him Islamic gifts, subhanallah. Give him the gift of Imama Sharif ki unke sar pe aap imama bandh hain. Kitna khubsurat lagta bhi hai when we see madani munnas and children, mashallah, adorn imama on their head, subhanallah. How amazing it looks, subhanallah. And this itself, the dressing code and these habits of listening to kalams, listening to naat from a little child will make them tread that path. Agar bachpan hi se hum ye zehn banaye ki aapne baal yu kaatne, kapde yu pehne, chote chote kapde pehne, phate kapde pehne kyunki ye style mein hai, the modern fashion should we say, to bachcha ka zehn jo banega usi andaaz se banega ki humne western duniya ko follow karna hai. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand these things. If you want your son to become a hafiz of the Quran, kill the pride first. Make him tread the sunnat and the teachings of Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameer Sunnat, ye dua mangte hain. Allahu Akbar.
Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, aqa teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chal tum gale lagana, chal tum gale lagana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale. Ye mareez mar raha hai, aqa tere haath mein shifa hai, ae tabib jal madani madine wale, madani madine wale, meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle, meri aane wali nasle aqa, meri aane wali nasle sona, mere aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle, unhein nek tum banana, unhein nek tum banana, madani madine wale, 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 madani madine wale.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these points, dear viewers. Another beautiful question that was asked: can the qurbani animal be washed? Hai hai hai. Qurbani ke janwar ko kya nalhaya ja sakta? Can it be washed? The answer is yes, the qurbani animal can be washed if there is a need. Unnecessarily There is no need to wash the animal. If there is a need, one can wash the animal. Another question was, if 1 year's qurbani is missed, can it be performed the following year? For example, I do not have enough money this time, so is qurbani pardoned or will I have to perform it next year as well? Allahu Akbar. Or I have to perform the qurbani next year as well? The answer is, subhanallah, if the days of qurbani has passed, 3 days of Eid is there, of course. So, tino din mein agar humne qurbaniyan nahi kiye, so the answer is, if the day has passed and the person has neither performed it nor given an animal or its value in charity, and the next Eid al-Adha arrives, but he still wishes to perform up the qurbani from the previous year by performing this year's qurbani, then this cannot be done. Meaning, you cannot perform last year's qurbani in this year. The ruling is that he should give a 1 year old goat or a she goat or its value in charity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this was, of course, a question that was asked in the Madani Mudhakira, and the answer was simple, that you can give an animal, a she goat or a 1 year old goat in charity, give it away in charity to make up for the year that you have missed. And if you have not done that, then you should do that by giving the value of that animal in charity as well, inshallah. Uski jo qeemat hai na, uski qeemat aap ada farma le, inshallah. Aur qeemat ada farmane ke baad phir aap is saal ke qurbani ko miss na kare, balki agar aap, if it's wajib upon you and you meet with all the requirements that makes qurbani wajib upon you, then you should not make up for last year's one. Last year's one, you will give the charity, or you would give the animal in charity, or the value in charity. However, this year's qurbani will still be wajib upon you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ab ek dusra sawal ye tha ki, the color of Hajar-e Aswad, when Hajar-e Aswad came from paradise, its color was white. Why has it become black? Allahu Akbar. So Amir al-Sunnah had mentioned that the black stone was previously Hajar-e Abyad, the white stone, Allahu Akbar, but it became black due to the sins of people. Tirmizi Sharif ki hadith hai, mashallah. It's a hadith from Tirmizi Sharif. Balki ye bhi hai, mashallah, riwayaton mein ye bhi aaya hai ki, five things had descended with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Jannah. Usme se ood bhi hai. Of course, many other things came with him from Jannah, and together with that is also Hajar-e Aswad. It was a white stone, but because of the stone sucking and taking away the sins of the people that kiss it, it has turned black in color. Allahu Akbar. Qiyamat ke din, balki ahadith mein ye bhi likha hai ki qiyamat ke din, on the day of qiyamah, even Hajar-e Aswad will intercede for the people that have kissed it. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. The Ka'batullah Sharif will also intercede by the order of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, these are some beautiful and amazing Madani pearls which we have heard, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. And also remember, dear viewers, the mas'ala that we spoke about earlier with relation to, agar koi qurbani apna miss karta hai ki if last year ki qurbani nahi kar paya for some reason and this year wo uska qada karna chahta hai, then remember Amir al-Sunnah had mentioned that the qada for it is that he can give an animal as charity, ki janwar ko Allah ki bargah mein matlab charity ke taur pe, sadqe ke taur pe usko de dein, ya uska jo value hai, the value of that animal he can give. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reward you and I immensely in both worlds. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant you the blessings of this world as well as in the hereafter. Ek sawal ye bhi aaya hai ki, it is very common of people to take selfies or make videos during the tawaf to preserve this memory of a lifetime. Is it good to do so? Humko karna chahiye ki nahi karna chahiye? Ki hum kar sakte hain ki nahi kar sakte? This is the sawal, that tawaf ke duran log selfies utarte hain, tawaf bhi kar rahe hote hain, selfies bhi utar rahe hote hain. Unki niyat yahi hoti hai ki shayad ye hoti hai ki, you know, we will preserve this moment. And aksar ye log yahi sochte hain ki, you know, I can always remember ki I was here, اور میں یہاں پہ اپنا تصویر کھینچ رہا ہوں کہ میں طواف بھی کر رہا تھا. سو امیر علیہ السلام دین گیون دا آنسر اینڈ سیڈ دیئر از نو پروہیبیشن ان ٹیکنگ اے سیلفی ان آرڈر ٹو پرزرو اے میموریبل مومنٹ. ہاؤ ایور ڈیورنگ دیز اوکیزنز وچ ریکوائر دا پریزنس آف دا ہارٹ اینڈ مائنڈ, کہ ہمارا دل وہاں حاضر ہو, دماغ حاضر ہو, تو سیلفی اتارتے وقت دل اور دماغ حاضر نہیں ہوتا ہے. Your mind and your heart is then diverted towards looking nice in the camera, and this causes some sort of destruction as well. So even though it is not prohibited, but it is better to avoid so, as Amir al-Sunnah says, one should avoid taking selfies and videos. In fact, you should put your mobile on silent, as it can disrupt your focus. کیا ہمارا جو attention ہے, یکسوئی, توجہ ہم دے نہیں پائیں گے. تو یہ کر لیا جائے کہ جب ہم طواف کر رہے ہوتے, try to keep your mobile on silent, do not answer the phone, do not speak to your family members and relatives while making طواف, بلکہ وہاں استغفار کریں, دعائیں کریں, دعائیں مانگیں جو دعائیں پڑھنی کی ہوتی ہے. And keep your mind and your heart حاضر and present. This is that place where even angels could be present as well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. So the adab and the respect of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah, zadaha Allah sharfan wa ta'zeema, is there, subhanallah. So dear viewers, another question was asked, Allahu Akbar, that will the husband and his wife together be in paradise? Mia bibi kya jannat mein saath mein honge? Allahu Akbar. Some interesting questions, right? MashaAllah. Amir al-Sunnah had given the answer that if both husband and wife passed away as believers, they will reside together in Jannah as well. If any one of them, ma'adallah, passed away in disbelief, then their abode will be hell. And the one who enters Jannah will be married to a resident of paradise. So we should basically try and make sure that our iman is intact for as long as we live in this world. As per the order of the Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. The summary of this ayah is, and O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla like you're rightfully supposed to fear Him, and do not die but as a Muslim. To koshish ye karein ki jab tak hum zinda hain, musalman ban kar rahein, اپنے عقیدے کی حفاظت کریں, اور جب ہم دنیا سے جانے والے ہو اس وقت بھی. سو اف یو لیو یور لائف لائک اے مسلم, سنت رسول پر آپ نے عمل کیے ہوں, دین آف کورس اٹ ول بیکم ایزی فار یو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ ود ایمان ایز ویل. اینڈ دس از دا گریٹسٹ ٹیسٹ فار اے پرسن, یو نو, انما الاعمال بالخواتیم, دا ایکشنز از بیسڈ آن دا اینڈ ریزلٹ. ابھی ہم مسلمان ہیں, یہ اللہ کا فضل و کرم ہے. اٹ از دا مرسی آف اللہ عز و جل اپون ایوری ون آف اس ہو از اے مسلم, جو عاشق رسول ہو, یا اللہ عزوجل کا یہ کرم ہے, حضور کا صدقہ ہے. لیکن اس کا صحیح پتہ تب چلے گا جب when we are leaving this world, because انما الاعمال بالخواتیم, how was the end, ہمارا ending کیسا تھا. If the ending was good and you left this dunya with عشق مصطفیٰ, you left this world with your ایمان صحیح and سلامت, then you are successful in the qabr and you will be successful in the hereafter as well, inshallah. So the partner who enters paradise will not even feel the grief of being separated from their other half, meaning your wife. If one person, or if the wife went to Jannah, and astaghfirullah, ma'adullah, Allah pak save, but if the husband did not make it to Jannah, and for the reason of disbelief he goes into hell, then either one of them, whoever enters Jannah, will not be grieved for being separated from the other half, because in Jannah there is no grief, there is no sadness, there is no sorrow, there is no pareshani. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in both worlds, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We have come to the end of today's episode and program, mashallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.